Frank Warren is the creator of the Post Secret Project, an ongoing community mail art project created by Frank in 2005, in which people mail their secrets anonymously on a homemade postcard. Selected secrets are then posted on the Post Secret website or used for Post Secret's books or museum exhibits. PostSecret.com is the most visited ad-free blog in the world. Frank, thanks so much for joining me today.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
So, as you may know, KSUT, we're the regional NPR affiliate for five counties in the southwestern Colorado and northwest New Mexico. And so some of our listeners are very aware of the Post Secret project and phenomenon, if you will, and some, this may be the first time hearing about it. For those listening right now, Frank will be coming to the Durango area, actually performing at the Durango Community Concert Hall on Wednesday, February 7th with Post Secret, the show. And so just for those who are completely unaware of what Post Secret is all about, which is probably hard to imagine given how much has happened for you in the last 13 years, but kind of if you could give just a quick little primer for what the Post Secret is.
Sure. About 14 years ago, I was a small business owner, a father living in the suburbs, and I had this lark to just go to Washington, D.C. after work, drive there in my truck, and hand out postcards to strangers with some simple instructions on one side, inviting them to write down a secret they'd never told anyone else before, something anonymous but true, and decorate the postcard artistically and mail it to my home. And the first few weeks, I started receiving a handful of these postcards in my mail, and I scanned them and posted them on the web. And soon there were hundreds and thousands, then hundreds of thousands of people visiting the website looking at these compelling secrets of humor and our deepest humanity. And people began to buy their own postcards and make their own postcards. And I became just overwhelmed by the secrets that were arriving every day from all over the world, sometimes in different languages. And that was 14 years ago. And today there are six best-selling Post Secret books. There's a ton of postcards, literally over a million, that were just at the Smithsonian. Now they're on the way out to San Diego. And there's Post Secret, the show, which is a play where we dramatize some of the stories behind the secrets and share never-before-seen secrets.
So, you know, you said, Frank, that it was kind of on a lark. Now, I'm just so curious. I mean, what was the process, that led up to you doing this great experiment that's turned into, that struck such a chord, you know, internationally?
Well, my business was lucrative, but it was kind of boring. Thank God for boring jobs, because it motivated me to do something after work and on the weekends that was kind of more creative and meaningful. But really, it was months into the project that I had the epiphany that the real reason I started collecting secrets and creating the safe, non-judgmental place for sharing was because I needed it too. And I had that deep understanding that there are two kinds of secrets. There are the secrets that we hide from others and the ones that we keep from ourselves. And so over the course of the project, I've identified parts of my past that I buried. I wrote them on postcards, mailed them to myself, spoken about them with my wife and at live events. And even a few of them are in the play. So in the final analysis, I think maybe I started the project not as a lark, but because I needed it. I needed this community, this therapy.
It's interesting because that was going to be my next question, which you basically already answered, was, you know, has there been some sort of secret, have secrets played a predominant role in your life? And clearly it sounds like they have, and kind of the sharing of that secret. So did you have any idea that you would strike such a deep chord in the psyche of humanity, essentially, at this point, but with this notion?
I knew if I could truly create a safe, non-judgmental place where people could share their secrets online, that could be really special. I always believed that we had these rich interior lives and not always a place to share. And having volunteered for a suicide prevention hotline before I started Post Secret, I was kind of essentially listening to people's secrets at 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. So all those parts kind of came together in a way that I thought was brilliant, but I have been shocked by how it's resonated with others as well. The Post Secret website, for example, has had over 790 million hits. There's something about just the pathos and the humanity, the humor. Some of the secrets are sexual. Some are hidden acts of kindness or inside jokes. They just kind of touch on every human emotion. And I think if nothing else, they inspire us to look at the secrets we might be carrying that might be burdening us.
You won an award, a Lifetime Achievement Award for mental health advocacy. And can you talk a little bit more, you've spoken to it just a bit, about kind of that tie between, you know, a sharing of tightly held secrets that have never been shared before and just overall mental health?
Yeah, I think that suicide is a secret that we keep from ourselves as Americans. We don't talk about it, and that just makes the problem worse. For the past 10 years, more American soldiers, men and women, have been killed by their own hands than by terrorism, Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan, any other causes. The second most common form of death today with new mothers is suicide. And the Surgeon General has said that suicide is the most preventable form of death in this country. We know what we can do to help. We know that by attacking the stigma of mental illness, that can sometimes allow young people especially to ask for the help they need. Or if we share our stories, our secrets about isolation or depression before those stories wall us up, that can save lives too. So from the very start of Post Secret, I knew when the website became popular, I didn't want to just sell ad space on it. And in fact, I've never taken a dollar for a paid ad on the Post Secret website. But the Post Secret community as a whole has created the most complete and comprehensive database of suicide prevention hotlines and text lines in the world. And that's made available 24/7 on the website. And the community also has raised over $1 million for suicide prevention. So those are two things that make me really proud, not just about the project, but the people who support it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, like many areas, the Durango area has seen a stark rise in suicides in our region in the last few years. And so many people are left kind of asking that question, why? And so clearly, you know, that ability to share and connect in a way that may not, you know, come to one's mind as the first thing in terms of sharing secrets, but clearly there's a link. It strikes me also that, you know, a lot of the talk, conversation around the digital world, the social media world, kind of creating more separation between individuals and communities and people feeling more isolated. But it feels like you've found a niche, a very important one, using the tool, and it kind of makes me think about you talk about secrets being walls or bridges, but the actual medium, so much of it being online for people feeling a sense of connection is actually kind of an antidote to what otherwise has been, you know, seen as separating people, the whole online digital realm.
I think there's a lot of snarkiness and sarcasm on the web for sure, but there are also some pockets where there's some earnestness and some authenticity in a way that generates empathy. And I think just in the same way that Post Secret was one of the first blogs that went from being a blog to being a book, it's also one of the first community websites that's grown up in the digital world and now is finding its way to the stage.
And right, and I want to talk a little bit about the show, Post Secret, the show, as kind of this, it feels like this next iteration of expression. Tell us a little bit about the show itself.
Sure. The show is almost 10 years old now from the very first moment we started talking about it, and it's continued to evolve and grow, and it's alive. It's a nonfiction immersive performance. There are three actors and a musician, and we bring the stories behind the secrets to life in a way that I think people are really going to find compelling and different. One of the things we do during the intermission is invite audience members, if they wish, to write down their secrets on postcards, and those get shared back to the audience from the stage. And the script itself, the actors are asked to share a true secret from their own life with the audience and with the other actors for the first time. There's even a part in the play where we are playing back to the audience final voicemail messages that people have saved on their phones from family and friends who have passed. And that's certainly one of the most poignant parts of the show. But there's humor and connection. It's kind of fun because for so many years, fans of Post Secret have visited the website independently, but now they get a chance to come together as a whole and experience the stories and the people in a way that just reconfirms how we're all connected in ways that we feel but we don't always see.
Right. Well, I was going to ask about, you know, initially the lark, as you called it, you know, to start the anonymous postcard submissions has kind of transformed, and there's still that, but into this kind of public sharing where the anonymity isn't there for a portion of the show. And it sounds like, was that a scary kind of leap for you to make about, well, are people going to be willing to share their secrets more publicly in this kind of a setting?
Yeah, it was. But for me, it's the highest manifestation of the project. It was kind of an idea to create a safe, non-judgmental digital space where people can share. But creating a safe, non-judgmental space in the real world, in a social sphere, where people feel like they're kind of safe or detached from their everyday lives, where they really can talk about what's in their heart and what they feel, that was a leap. But what I've also learned is once one or two people do that, it creates this bridge. It creates this doorway where other people want to tell their story too. And if people can see that it's safe, they're being supportive, there's compassion, people will line up to tell you what they really want to talk about. It's just kind of a matter of saying it's okay.
Absolutely. Sort of normalizing, if you will. Well, I want to thank you, Frank. You're coming to town with the production Post Secret, the show, on Wednesday, February 7th at Fort Lewis College at the Community Concert Hall. For those of you listening, we're speaking with Frank Warren, who's the creator of the Post Secret Project. Again, a performance on Wednesday, February 7th at Fort Lewis College. Tickets are available at DurangoConcerts.com. And Frank, I just want to say thanks so much for your inspiration, for your willingness to kind of put yourself out there in the way that's really benefited just millions of folks around the world. So thank you, and we're so glad you're coming to our community.
Well, thank you. Can I take a moment and just share some of these secrets that people have shared on postcards? I feel like I
absolutely
don't do justice just talking about it.
Absolutely.
So I got one postcard made out of a Starbucks cup, and somebody wrote my home address and stamped it. And the secret on the Starbucks cup read, "I serve decaf to customers who are rude to me." So that's an example of a lighthearted one. Another one I received from somebody in the animal field. She said, "I'm a veterinarian, and people come in to have their pets euthanized. And she said, we'll ask you when you come in, do you want to be in the room with your pet when we do the procedure, or would you rather wait out in the waiting room? And she said, always choose to stay with your pet because they'll look for you once you're gone." It just kind of grabs you in the heart if you're a pet owner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another one I have on the website now says, "I shoplift food each time I go to the grocery store. If I didn't, I wouldn't make it between paychecks. I'm a full-time teacher." And then a couple more. "You are the love of my life, but you've never once made me orgasm." And the last one on the back of a postcard, "I turn 18 tomorrow, and I could not be more excited for the rest of my life."
Thank you so much, Frank Warren, sharing some of the secret postcards that have been submitted to him and his website, postsecret.com. Thank you so much, Frank, for taking a few minutes and for sharing some of those secrets and for everything that you do. And we really look forward to connecting with you when you're in the Durango community on Wednesday, February 7th.
Thank you. It's been a great pleasure.